everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
This is Ryan.
And this is the second half of the Pokemon show. And we're just going to play Who's That Pokemon? So, Wes and Ryan, I am hosting, so I need a player one and a player two.
I am Team Wolverine.
I'm Team Wolverine.
I need a Wolverine and a Jubilee.
I'm not Jubilee. I got to be somebody else, though.
I'll be who's the dude that makes stuff?
No, you're Team Wolverine.
I thought you were Team Wolverine.
I was fucking with you, man. You're Team Wolverine.
I need a team.
I couldn't be a good team. Over.
I need a team Glob and I need a team No Girl. Let's get really deep here.
I've never even heard of those.
I'm kind of ashamed.
Okay, so.
Just address me as Team Cyclops.
Okay.
There you go.
Team Murderer and Team Sabretooth.
Fair enough.
Okay. So.
What are we doing now? We're playing a game?
Who's That Pokemon? Traditional rules.
Oh, yeah, so, that's right. That's what we're doing.
So, you, of course, get the Pokedex entry. If you need further clues, they would be base stats, then the gen, then the type or types, then the move set. So, first up, did we decide what's first?
Just pick one. I don't care.
You guys need to pick, because I don't want it to seem unfair.
I'll go first.
Okay, Wes, you're up first. So, I'm going to give you both the latest generation Pokedex entries where these are available. So
is that
would, of course,
in
Gen 7.
Oh my god.
I want the Pokemon Go paragraph entry.
There is such a thing?
I think they have pretty robust entries there.
In Pokemon Go, there's entries?
I thought there were.
There's no entries in Pokemon Go.
Maybe there's not.
Yeah.
We'll edit this out. Team Cyclops. Hashtag Team Cyclops.
All right. Here's your Pokedex entry, Wes.
Oh, my God.
It scatters toxic spores from its mushroom cap. Once harvested, these spores can be steeped and boiled down to prepare herbal medicines.
I'm going to go with, what's its name? Shinotic?
Swing and a miss.
Damn it.
Jeez.
I went ham on that one. Because, it makes sense. Was that its name, though? Is that a Pokemon?
Ryan, would you care to steal?
No, I mean, there's two mushroom Pokemon, but I'm not going to... Wait, would you say you're going to use the 7th gen, the most recent entries, but it could be any generation?
Right.
Okay, good. So I'm not... Just didn't throw that away for no reason.
I mean, because it could be like a Paris or Parasite. I'm not guessing, no.
Can I make a secondary guess?
If you want.
It's that mushroom with the Pokeballs on his hands.
Amoongus?
Amoongus.
Oh, no,
right.
It is not.
Yeah, oh, there's that guy.
It is Parasect.
What the hell?
Parasect.
Parasect has an amazing entry where it's like, it was like a crab thing before, but then like a parasite affixed itself to it, and now it controls the limbs of it.
What? Yeah, it's also...
It makes a list of like those darkest entries.
That's amazing.
That was his Pokemon Moon entry, the one I just read. His Pokemon Sun entry is, the large mushroom on its back controls it. It often fights over territory with Shinotic.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to just quickly find the one. Okay, the Generation 6 entry reads, A mushroom grown larger than the host body controls Parasect.
Is that why his eyes are white and dead?
I would assume so.
I mean, it's just... Like, his eyes are creepy. They stare into my soul.
Yeah, it is. Like, there's no, like, there's
pupil.
No, like, little dot to it. Yes,
pupil.
No pupil.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Just looks dead inside.
I was using the medical term. There's no dot.
the Pokemon Yellow entry. The bug host is drained of energy by the mushroom on its back. They appear to do all the thinking.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. For Ryan, Team Cyclops.
Team Cyclops, doing
there
it.
Your entry is as follows. It battles skillfully with its 6 arms, but spends most of its time peacefully meditating in caves beneath the sea.
Jesus Christ.
It battles skillfully with its 6 arms, but spends most of its time peacefully meditating in caves deep beneath the sea.
All right, let's talk this out. What has 6 arms?
Are you helping
him? Why not? Shut up. It's a team effort today.
Read the entry one more time.
Loser has to be castrated. It battles skillfully with its 6 arms.
Joke's on you, too late.
Learn something about you every show, don't we? It battles skillfully with its 6 arms, but spends... Oh, he did have the sex change. That makes sense.
Yeah.
God.
But spends most of its time peacefully meditating in caves beneath deep sea.
I think Hoopa has 6 arms. When it comes to things with six arms, I probably want to actually might want to start getting into some info about this thing.
Your next hit could be the base stats.
Because it says it's deep beneath the sea, but like maybe it's not even like beneath the sea or something. Mm-hmm. What has six? Yeah, I can't think of anything with six arms. And it specifically says arms.
Six arms.
It does specifically say arms.
Giggity.
Six arms. All right, I'm going to go in. I guess the next is, I guess, the stats.
You're going deep.
Yeah.
You stop it.
Yeah. Getting deep in there.
All right, here we go.
With stats.
Stats. 75, 125,
oof.
140, 60, 90, 40.
Ooh.
For a total of 530.
Wow. So it's not a legendary. That's pretty big stats.
Yeah, the big stats are the attack and defense at 125 and 140.
530.
Special defense is 90. That's not bad at all. It battles skillfully with its six arms, but spends most of its time peacefully meditating in caves beneath the sea.
Man, this is tough. I really don't know. I really don't have anywhere to go with this.
75.
Next I get is
what? Generation.
The gen.
Mm-hmm. 75, 125.
I'll do that too. What's the gen?
7.
Oh, it's a new Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Read the entry again. Sorry, I'm gonna
make it. It battles skillfully with its six arms, but spends most of its time peacefully meditating in caves deep beneath the sea.
Jeez, what has six arms? I see that's probably my problem is I don't know this new gen all that well. Maybe the stats should tell me something.
75, 125, 140.
Maybe it has a couple extra set of arms. I'll just guess. Cabrawler?
It is not Cabrawler. Wes, do you want to take a stab at this?
If I get it wrong, I lose a point, right?
You do.
So Ryan just lost 2.
You're off to a commanding -1.
3.
Oh, Ryan lost 3. Yeah. I've lost 1 point already, so I will still be ahead of him if I guess this.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Aquanid.
It is not Araquanid.
Araquanid, whatever.
It is Golisopod.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Golisopod.
Yeah,
he's got like 2 giant. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and a bunch of tiny little arms. Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they can still fight though.
It's like being slapped in the face with a baby. What's gonna happen?
You tell me, Wes. You're the one that's done the research.
Jeez. God, Ryan. So we've established on the last show that I'm going to die alone. This one I've been castrated and had a sex change, and now I fight babies.
Well, no, you had a sex change, and then you reversed it back, and now we're establishing that you attack... No, you attack people with babies.
All right, Wes, you're up.
I can't stop laughing, though.
Jeez. You're a terrible person. Oh. Team Wolverine. God.
First of all, Jubilee, then Wolverine, then Sabretooth. Now I'm back to Wolverine.
You've always been Team Wolverine.
My bad.
It's the Isis beard that really.
It's not my beard is short. Mm-hmm. It's like a grow beard.
Okay, you ready for this, Wes?
Pretty decent. Peach fuzz phase.
You ready for this, Wes?
Go ahead, bud.
Okay. The swirl on its belly is its internal organs showing through.
What the? Oh, I think I know what this is already.
If the swirl is tinged white, that means it's affected by some disease.
Ugh.
The swirl on its belly is its internal organs showing through.
I know the species. God, well, what
immediately.
If the swirl is tinged white, that means it's affected
by some
disease.
Immediately makes me think of Poliwhirl. But I've never heard of it being its organs and disease and what the hell. Give me the stats.
Base stats. 40, 50, 40, 40, 40, 90. For a total of 300. Speedy little thing, isn't it?
That's a speedy little bastard. You're the gen. Is it gen next?
Gen is next, yes.
You're the gen.
1.
Gen 1, speedy little bastard. You know, at this point, I'm just in it. Give me the type.
Water.
Alright. I didn't think Poliwag was that fast. That doesn't seem right.
The swirl on its belly is its internal organs showing through. That's great. Goddamn. The swirl is tinged white. That means it's affected by some disease. Like Alzheimer's.
Poliwag's not going to have that low.
The gout.
Or lupus.
Maybe it has the lupus. Or just a mild case of the retards.
Your water. fast. There's no way Poliwag's that fast.
40, 50, 40, 40, 40, 90. For a total of 300.
It's got the clap.
It's rolling on its belly.
Feline leukemia.
Guardian's got a gem, so that can't be him. Let's go through the waters. There's Tentacool, there's Staryu, can't be Staryu or Tentacool. The only thing that makes sense is Poliwag. Not Magikarp. Doesn't have a Swirlon's belly. It's definitely not a Squirtle. It's a shell.
I dare say you might be overthinking this.
I probably am. Poliwag.
It is Poliwag.
All right.
There you go. Plus
How
2.
How is it that fast? 90?
You got me. It's a frog. Frog's pretty quick.
What the hell, man?
You hop around real fast. All
right.
Think of how quick Mario becomes when he's in his frog suit.
All right. Well, so water, I'm back at 0. I'm back at 0. I like it.
Yeah. You have so a non-negative
despite
score.
Despite my so best efforts, I'm winning.
All right, Ryan's going to get your Pokedex entry pulled up real quick here.
Wes, you haven't eaten your Hershey's bar.
I have not.
You're going to wait until we're done recording.
Keep talking like that. I'm going to bust it out right now.
It's a click pen.
Okay, here we go. Here's your Pokedex entry, Ryan. It fights while spinning like a top. Centrifugal force boosts its destructive power by 10.
God damn it.
That sounds like Hitmontop.
That is indeed Hitmontop, yes.
God damn it.
You want to know the other entry? Here we go, from the latest generation. Hitmontop spins. I could even do
this Pokemon.
Blank spins on its head at high speed while delivering kicks.
It often yells, I'm while doing so.
God.
So there you go.
Now
so
I'm Ryan, down by 2.
Yeah, Ryan, that's a big plus 5 for Ryan. Don't worry, Wes, I'm sure there'll be an obvious one coming your way soon.
There better be, I swear to God. That's like me picking Rockruff last time that made John win.
I was going to win anyway. I was in total command.
Well, you were ahead quite a bit. But Ryan's been on a losing streak. I've been feeling really good about it.
Let's go back in time when we first started playing this game, and I was a fucking rock star.
Never lost. It was a contest between me and Wes who could lose the worst.
I had one tie, and then lately, John, you've been fucking kicking my ass. John's been kicking my ass, and I think I've been beating Wes routinely. But
I think you've been drinking more during the podcast.
Shut up. You got a drinking problem.
All right, Wes, you ready?
All right, go ahead.
This Pokemon flashes a bright light that blinds its prey. This creates an opening for it to deliver an electrical attack.
Makes me think Lantern right out of the gate.
Ice type, clearly.
This Pokemon flashes a bright light that blinds its prey. I bet.
I really want to guess Lantern.
This creates an opening for it to deliver
Give
an electrical
Give me the stats.
Attack. All right, here we go. Playing it safe, taking the stats. HP, 125.
Okay.
58.
Okay.
58.
Okay.
76.
Yep.
76.
Yep.
67.
Yep.
For a total of 460.
Balanced there.
How yeah, but its that? Stats are shit.
it's got a ton of HP on that.
That doesn't make me think of Lantern, though.
Hmm.
Give me the Gen
2.
Gen 2.
125, 58, 58.
Shit, was Lantern in Gen 2?
67.
Holy crap. I thought he was Gen 3.
This Maybe Pokemon flashes a bright light that blinds its prey.
Holy crap.
Creates an opening for it to deliver
really
an electrical attack.
I can't remember what Gen is in. He's just going to say water electric next.
Gen 2 is kind of the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Like, there's the Roman Empire that is the first gen, right? And, you know, then there's the Renaissance that is the third gen.
I can't remember
And then there's the time when everyone died of disease. It was Gen 2.
Gen 2 is tremendous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gen 2 is great. That's still my favorite.
They gave us Togepi, so at least there's that.
Give us Togepi. Give us Tyranitar, I suppose. Give us Hitmontop, which Sizer. Got a plus 5 from, yes.
Sizer, Umbreon.
Yeah.
Steelix. Fortress.
Yeah, those are
Skarmory.
Yeah. They still...
It gave me Steel types, right?
Gen
period. Gen 2 gave me Steel types, enough said.
Gen 2 sucks. But go on.
I'm going to guess Lantern.
It is Lantern.
Fantastic.
Very good.
All right, nicely done.
Could have gotten a plus 5 there.
I could have, but I got scared.
But instead, you got a plus 3. Still not bad.
I'm beating Ryan again.
It's Ryan's turn.
Whew.
And it's standby for
I'll
me
pray
too.
For you.
Thank you.
Lord. Please smite Ryan.
Oh,
right
now. What you got? Are you pranked? Let's get that out of the way first.
My lord is Sayer Cthulhu.
And fair enough.
Okay, here we go.
It's derail.
Ready?
Yeah, no, I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'll wait. I'm ready now. Let's hear it.
They flock around mountains and fields chasing after bug Pokemon. Their singing is mostly noisy and annoying.
Oh, man, this sounds like I'm about to get into some shit here. It's probably going to be like a normal flying, and it's going to be like a gen that I don't like, which is most of them. I guess it's probably 2, 4, or 5.
What was the Pidgey of Gen 2?
Tell me.
I can't even remember.
They flock around mountains and fields, chasing after bug Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's
their
right.
Singing is noisy and annoying.
I could just make a bullshit guess. Go ahead and give me the stats.
Stats are 40, 55, 30, 30, 30, 60, for a total of 245.
It's got to be a starter of some kind. It sings a lot, huh?
But it's mostly noisy and annoying.
Read the whole entry, then.
They flock around mountains and fields chasing after bug Pokemon. Their singing is noisy and annoying.
I really don't have any idea. Next I get is the type.
Gen.
Gen is what?
4.
All right.
Well, there goes my guess.
Wonderful. Fucking wonderful. I feel like I'm about to get into some even deeper into this. I don't know Gen 4 very well.
Oh.
I don't know if it even is that gen. I'll just go ahead and throw out a guess so I don't... I feel like this is going to get really bad really quick. I'll say Starly.
It is Starly.
Nice!
It is indeed Starly.
Hold on, shake your hand on that one, sir.
Depths of my ass.
Look at that one.
So that's a +3.
All right, cool. Thank you.
So Wes, you are currently at 3.
And Ryan's at 5.
And Ryan is at 5, yes. What is your turn? Your Pokemon is not Kadabra. I will pull up the entry now.
All right, Alakazam.
It's the one hit you guys get. Neither of your Pokemon are going to be Kadabra.
I wonder why you gave us this clue.
Yeah, he kind of moved the computer like briefly in front of my vision, but all I saw was a blur, and I thought I saw a Kadabra. I was like, is there a Kadabra there? Because if there is, you got to reroll. It's like, there's no Kadabra.
Interesting.
And I told him I would give you that hint as well.
Okay.
So it's probably Alakazam.
If it hears festive music, all its muscles fill with energy. It can't help breaking out into a dance.
Can't help breaking out into a dance.
Pair of musical entries.
Makes me think of Makuhita. Don't know why.
Ooh, I like the way you say that. One more time.
Makuhita.
Ooh.
I don't know why that one pops up.
Mufasa.
If it hears festive music.
Shake your head again.
Fantastic.
Just right away. Yeah. Oh my god. Jeez.
If it hears festive music, all its muscles fill with energy. Can't help breaking out into dance.
It makes me think of him because he's got a belly drum. Well, Hariyama does. It makes me think of that. The muscles fill with energy and breaks out into dance. Give me the stats.
Stand by for stats.
Yep.
Stats are coming up.
He doesn't even care what kind of music it is either.
Yeah,
right?
he doesn't care.
I kind of do.
You could just be in an elevator.
Yeah, it could be slamming brutal death metal. And he's like, oh, this is so amazing. I'm so happy.
All right, here you go. Here's the stats. 80, 70, 70, 90, 100, 70, for a total of 480.
What the hell?
I have kind of an idea of what I think I might be.
Gen at that point.
3.
Ooh,
it really makes me think of Hariyama.
I think I might know what this is, but I don't think it's Hariyama. But keep going.
Oh, god damn it, Ryan.
Your next hint is the types.
Okay, the types.
It is a water grass.
Damn, I knew it.
Oh.
If it hears festive music, all its muscles fill with energy. It can't help breaking out into dance.
Or it's Politoed. Can you get stats again?
80, 70, 70, 90, 100, 70, for a total of 480.
Oh, wait, no, you said what? Oh, I'm being dumb. Politoed's straight water and Blossom's just straight grass. It's freaking, God, Lotad, to Lombre, to fuck,
His guess is fuck. I don't think it's Lombre. I'm going to guess Ludicolo.
It is Ludicolo.
Yes!
That is a plus two.
Took forever to get to there. Now we're tied again.
Jeez. Actually, yeah. off the entry, that's kind of what came to my mind, because he looks like such a, like, stupid happy asshole. Right? That, like, the Sound of Music would make him nice. Doesn't care what it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, is there anyone, like, more, like, racist so far in the series?
Probopass is the most racist thing.
Jinx.
My bad.
Jinx. Gen 1 Jinx.
My bad. Maybe that's what it should be. All
tons
of
racist.
All racist teams. Just all
be diverse.
That's true.
But not in the way you want it to be. Okay, here we go. All
right.
The leaves that grow on its arms can slice down thick trees. It is without peer in jungle combat.
Ooh. Jungle combat, you say? Leaves on its arms. I think of some that have leaves. There is a whole type dedicated to things with leaves.
Mm.
Water, right?
Yeah, there's water. Dragon. Steel. Normal.
He starts getting every type.
Fire, dark, ghost. Read the entry.
The leaves that grow on its arms can slice down thick trees. It is without peer in jungle combat.
You know,
it is peerless.
Peerless.
It is without peer.
Yeah.
Next up is the stats.
Yeah, give me the stats.
70, 85, 65, 105, 85, 120, for a total of 530.
Special heavy. Stats one more time. 70,
85, 65, 105, 85, 120, for a total of 530.
Big special attack, really fast. Read the entry again.
The leaves that grow on its arms can slice down thick trees. It is without peer in jungle combat.
Jeez. I really don't know about this. What do I get next?
The gen.
Which is?
Three.
Ooh, you seem to know. Wait, what are the just combined stats?
530.
Ooh, sounds like a starter. Sceptile.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Plus three.
I couldn't remember the metal form.
You sound like you knew it.
I did. I figured it out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got just pat myself on the shoulder on that one. But what's his metal form again? I was trying to remember.
Oh, don't tell me.
Rock.
Never mind. You were about to say it.
Is it? I don't have it pulled up here. Is it like Grottle? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Grottle.
No, it's a Grottle.
Is it Grottle?
That's the fourth gen. It comes from Terra. I was thinking to myself what it becomes.
Do you have to look this up or do you know?
I actually don't know. You can tell me.
Stand by.
We're looking this up.
Sceptile. What is a Sceptile's form? Is it,
I couldn't remember the names of them at all.
It's
is it Treecko?
Treecko, then.
The whatever word.
Grovyle.
Grovyle.
Grovyle, yeah.
And then Sceptile.
Man, that thing becoming with its megastone, becoming a dragon grass.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Like, dear God, it's just a giant fuck you guy. Yeah. That's just what that is.
All right, Wes, you ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
Wait, where you at now? That was a plus.
That was, okay, we'll do a quick score check. Ryan is at 8. Wes, you are at 5.
Okay, so I'm down 3.
Slightly.
Son of a bitch, man. Ding.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Strenuous.
They are better at swimming than flying, and they happily eat their favorite food, peat moss, as they dive underwater.
You got a pretty good idea?
Makes me think of Piplup. Because it's a penguin. I gotta have stats on that. I got no idea.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The stats. 62, 44, 50, 44, 50, 55 for a total of 305.
Well, gotta be in the middle form then. Give me the gen.
Five.
So it's not
They are better at swimming than flying.
Second.
And they happily eat their favorite food, peat moss.
Peat moss.
As they
die. You say that like that should be like give it away. Like peat moss. Like, oh, it's fucking
in the
that totally threw me off.
In the dex entry, it's separated by commas. So I was like, hey, peat moss.
Peat moss.
I bet peat moss is a Pokemon in this game. We'll eventually like have Krill Pokemon and
I hate to do this. Well, give me the type.
Water flying.
This game will go till infinity, so...
Fuck. Water flying from Gen 5.
It's inevitability.
Shit. This is going to be my first time to get stats. This is going to give you the game, right? Because I really have no idea what this could be.
Your next clue is the moves.
Is it the friggin' goose thing? Which is, like... I forget completely what that stupid goose is called. God damn. Ducklet and Swanna or something stupid like that.
Would you care for the move set?
That's not gonna help me. I'm gonna guess his name is Swanna. I got no idea.
It is not Swanna.
Okay. Is Ryan, that a Pokemon? Am I right on that?
Swanna is a Pokemon.
Alright, cool.
And you told me the name of what it is. Oh, because it's alright, let's go through this again, because the thing that I thought it was Wingull. It's because the old dude even names his thing Petey.
Mm.
Which is total curveball, but you did say fifth gen.
Yep, sure did.
And it is water flying, and there's only a handful of those things, and it's not Gyarados.
Ryan, you gonna try to steal here?
I can't take a point, it's not fair, he said it. But it is Ducklet.
It is Ducklet.
Son of a bitch! And
of course you get a point for that.
I wouldn't have known it if he didn't say, I knew Swanna, and I wouldn't have known
I mean,
it.
If
I cannot
if you,
accept.
Okay, you don't. Okay, if you don't want to accept, that's alright.
Unfair.
So Wes, you took that up
what was his stats again?
It was a total of 305.
Oh, that's why I'm stupid. God damn it.
Yeah, garbage stats.
Ah, that is garbage stats. I'm dumb.
Okay.
I completely forgot about how bad the stats were. I was so focused on the water flying. I was like, it's probably not Ducklet.
You really helped me out with that, too, because I was like, oh, yeah, there's a bridge where you gotta fight these
probably
things.
Not Ducklet. Son of a bitch.
All right, Ryan, you're up.
Okay.
And pulling up your dex entry.
Fucking Ducklet. It's gonna be Musharna all over again.
This one you can actually pronounce.
Yeah, this one I can pronounce, though.
Okay, here we go. All
right.
I'm trying to find a not obvious one. God damn it.
This bug Pokemon has scythes for arms. It is often addressed as Scyther.
This gigantic rock snake. Okay, here we go. Its fragrance attracts a swarm of Volbeat. So they draw over 200 patterns in the night sky. Its fragrance attracts a swarm of Volbeat. So they draw over 200 patterns in the night sky.
That gives them the gen, too.
The Volbeat.
You gotta drop that Volbeat.
Not necessarily. I mean, we just had Parasect that referenced Shinotic.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
That's a good point. That is a good point. What the fuck? Okay, read the entry one more time.
Its fragrance attracts a swarm of Volbeat, so they draw over 200 patterns in the night sky. Not exactly sure what that means.
They draw patterns in the night sky?
Over 200 patterns.
Over 200 of them, you say? Shit.
Like, is that supposed to be the Volbeat flying around, making the patterns?
Again,
how do I know?
It's you're saying Volbeat, not Volibee?
Volbeat, correct.
Volbeat. Okay.
Are you having difficulty placing Volbeat?
I mean, it's that and Illumise are in the third gen. So it's got to be something in the third gen that.
Well, you just. I shouldn't talk. This is your turn.
Let's not limit your not talking to just his turn. Let's expand it.
Read the entry again one more time for me, please.
Its fragrance attracts a swarm of Volbeat, so they draw over 200 patterns in the night sky.
I don't know, honestly. Stats?
Stats are as follows. 65, 47, 55, 73, 75, 85, for a total of 400.
It's not, like, the worst thing in the world. I'm really confused. I think Wes has a really good handle on this one. I don't know.
What makes you think that?
You're talking like, or you don't know what it is?
No, I got no idea what this thing is.
Give me some help, though.
No. I'm down by what? Fucking
a lot.
Seven. I'm down by seven. No, I'm not. Well,
next I get is just the gen.
Right.
The type.
Gen. Shit.
Gen is what?
Three.
Fuck. Type is.
Type is.
Don't.
Bug.
Oh, it's bug?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I'll say Illumise.
It is Illumise, yes.
Oh. What?
I was way overthinking that. I thought it had to be a grass
type. What?
Or an electric type.
It's only plus two.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Hi, Wes. You need a lot of help here. You need a lot of help. You need to get this. You need to get as many points here.
I need to get this as a plus five, and then Ryan get the next one wrong. Horribly.
On the fifth hint.
Okay, well, Ryan instantly wins, no matter what.
Don't know that.
Because you could just guess in the first hint and be like, it's Gyarados. Wrong? Who cares? I win anyways.
He could have a lot of Pokemon hubris and really want to get it. He really want to nail it.
It's fine. Whatever. Let's go.
Okay. Whatever. Here we go.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Wes?
Spiking the football will be stealing it from you. But go on.
Okay.
It's a ducklet. That's what cost me this game.
It is Kadabra.
Swear to God, it's Kadabra. I'm losing my shit.
Said to live for over 1,000 years, this Pokemon uses its supernatural abilities to manipulate fire. It can burn its prey to a crisp as it pleases.
Holy shit.
What the hell?
Said to live for 1,000 years.
I would be ready to guess.
This Pokemon uses its supernatural abilities to manipulate fire. It can burn prey to a crisp as it pleases.
It makes me want to guess Turtonator, because he's a dragon shell turtle thing, and they have long lifespans. But for some reason, I feel like it's not a fire type. I'm going to get this right and just say, fuck it to the points. I'm going to get this right. Okay, I'm going to make an official guess, but then if I'm wrong, I'm going to keep going.
Okay,
I'm going to guess Turtonator.
It is not Turtonator.
Ah, fuck me.
That's the last one, but you want to keep going.
What's the stats?
So this is for pride. Okay, hang on. And you know what? Since you've already made your official guess, and you're just playing for fun here, I'm going to say that when you said it sounds like a fire type, but I don't think it is, that is a really interesting observation.
Because it's not a fire type, is it?
I'm not gonna give you any more hints than that. It's just a really interesting observation.
Well, give me the stats.
Hang on, I'm scrolling down. Okay, here we go.
Murder people.
73.
Okay.
67.
Okay.
75.
Okay.
81.
Yep.
100.
Okay.
100.
Okay. Definitely not Turtonator.
Whoa.
For a total of 505.
It's really defensive and it's fast as hell. That's really weird. Or at least it's a special defensive.
Okay, what's his gen?
One.
Oh. Interesting. Gen 1. This is for 1,000 years.
What are the combined stats?
505.
Oh, shit. It better not be Moltres.
73.
No, that's not. That's
67. Not 75. 81. 100. 109 speed. For a total of 505.
I want to make a guess before the type. Ryan, go ahead and guess all you want here.
Gengar?
It's not Gengar.
Because he's dead. He's a ghost.
It burns though, like the only there's the fox one, there's
Ninetales,
Arcanine. You said, it can't be that the stats aren't good enough.
I think it's
to
a fire type for some
it's
reason. This is like sticking in my head that is not a fire type. I swear,
read the entry one more time.
It's not Alakazam.
Stand by for the entry.
Its defense is too high for special.
Yeah, Alakazam's
got
really,
the speed.
Really beastly special.
It's got the speed.
Said to live for 1,000 years, this Pokemon uses supernatural abilities to manipulate fire. It can also burn its prey to a crisp as it pleases.
God, the stats
I really want to get it here in the stats.
Next
I really do.
Hint is the type or types.
It should be so obvious. If it's a first gen, there's only like a, you know, what, maybe 200 of them? Something like that.
Only, like, hang on, let's wrap real quick and count as we go.
Oh my god.
So I had to live for 1,000 years.
Oh, maybe it is. No. What are the combined stats?
509. 505, sorry.
It's just out of range of Charizard.
Well, it can't be Charizard. It's a big lizard. He's not going to live for 1,000 years.
You don't know that.
Turtles have a long time. They're reptiles.
Blastoise.
Yeah, Blastoise manipulates fire. Yep, sure does.
As it pleases. Oh, my God. Was it like all a right, psychic right. I'm missing here?
Here's... No, the only psychics on that is Jinx and Alakazam and Hypno. Oh, I forgot about Hypno.
And Executor.
Shit! Executor's not that fast. Hypno is a lot slower than that.
Starmie.
And Starmie. Starmie's not. And Slowbro.
Shit. Wow, you really forgot a lot of the psychics.
Wow, we dropped the ball. Man.
Golly. What, fit to play this game?
Would you like the types?
Here's my white flag. Give me the types.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Fire. Or Ice Fairy.
And Ninetales?
It is Ninetales. Oh, that is the Pokemon Moon entry for Ninetales.
Son of a bitch.
So it's a good thing you guessed early. Because how do you guys want to handle this in the future when it's an Alolan form and has dual types? You just want both types at the fourth hint?
I think the core types. The original type of whatever it was.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'd say. Because we're not going to think the Alola no matter what.
Okay. That sounds like a plan to me.
This Dark Normal looks like it's fucking retarded.
Put on a few pounds and...
All right, Ryan. Here's your victory lap.
Okay, let's hear it.
Like, seriously, Persian? What the hell happened to Garfield? Yeah, what the hell happened to him?
Seriously.
Oh my god, him and Donald Trump. They just had to make an appearance in this game.
They all got fat-faced for some reason. And then, suddenly, Sandshrew and Vulpix look fucking amazing.
Yeah, they do.
It's like they absorbed any greatness that the other ones had and were like, well, we'll be good.
I always liked them. Yeah. They just weren't great. Mm-hmm. But I always liked them. Now they're very valuable.
Yeah.
It punches so much, its pincers often come off from overuse, but they grow back quickly. What little meat they contain is rich and delicious.
Wait, one more time? Read the end of the tree, sorry.
It punches so much, its pincers come off from overuse, but they grow back quickly. What little meat they contain is rich and delicious.
Ooh. It sounds like it's a crab, like a Crabrawler or Kangler or... There's another one in there. Fucking thing looks stupid.
It was, what's his face? It's oh god damn. The lobster thing. The dark water lobster thing. Oh, it's not that.
Crawdon?
Crawdon. It's not Crawdon. There's no way.
What are the stats?
Stand by for stats. 47, 82, 57, 42, 47, 63. For a total of 383, which is a weird number, 383.
Yeah, that was done on purpose to balance the game.
Actually, the number
because it fucking was.
Yeah. There's been so much bullshit discussion I've heard about the 7th gen stats. We're like, oh, clearly this was intended to balance something. When it's like some new Pokemon in the 7th gen's got like 584 stats. And it's like, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, why not just give it the 585? Who cares?
It's like, oh, we'd really like to see who's got better speed on that. It's like, okay, whatever.
I think there like is a legit discussion to have about how a lot of these things are slower, whereas, and I think like even up to Gen 4, like a lot of things are real speedy. And then once you get up to Gen 5, and now even now in Gen 7, you get a lot of really good stuff that's slow.
Mm-hmm. And the 6th gen, they all went on vacation.
Right. In Gen 6, like I really haven't used enough Gen 6 stuff to really make a educated opinion on what the intentional stat distribution there was.
True. Okay, wait, so just read the entry for me one more time.
Stand by. Oh, hang on, it's right there. It punches so much, its pincers come off from overuse, but they grow back quickly. What little meat they contain is rich and delicious.
I don't know the...
So people are eating this Pokemon.
People eat a lot of Pokemon.
It's fucked up.
Mm.
So I couldn't tell you. I don't know the smaller form. That's what's killing me. I know there's Crabrawler, and I think it's Crabrawler. That's the smaller form. So I'm just going to guess Crabrawler.
Crabrawler is the smaller form.
And it is Crabrawler.
Oh, then great. Awesome.
You win. Abominable is the...
All right.
That's another big plus five. Oh, wait, no, plus four. You went to the stats.
Boom.
You want to know the final score?
No, it's yours.
Okay. Up. Ryan, you got 5 out of 6 right.
Shit, yeah.
So five.
I missed the first one, too, right?
Yeah, you missed the first one and then swept the rest.
Okay.
Ended with 14.
Feels good.
Wes, you got 3 out of 6 correct.
-2?
You finished with...
No, -3.
A 0.
Oh, just finished
with 0, yeah.
What was his player efficiency rating? Give me his PER. his on-base percentage.
I'm going to have to play back the tape and see how well, you know, you fielded the questions.
Yeah.
Check out your defensive metrics here. Okay. See how often you went for the steal and how efficient you were there. Whereas you were not efficient with your steals at all. I'll give you...
I'm not getting the gold glove, but I'm hitting like 350.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're hitting fucking 800 here.
Yay!
I'm killing you both. I don't care. I'm doing this.
I will get you your wins above replacement okay. on the next show.
That's all I'm hoping for.
That's the only metric that matters. So yeah, I think that's going to bring this
we show clocked more time playing a fucking game where you ask us 6 things than we did talking about the game itself.
No, that was an hour long. That's why we split them up, so this wouldn't be an hour and 45-minute long podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they'll get posted back to back. But I think that's going to bring the show to a close.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Next up is going to be the mini show, Any Game Goes. You guys got some
I seconds? Have a new one.
Yeah, what you got?
It's called Don't Starve Together.
There's a game called Don't Starve, yeah.
Yeah, I've played Don't Starve.
Yeah.
Really briefly. I don't really go for
Don't Starve
Survival
Together games. Is kind of like, instead of like Adventure Mode, it's just like, I think it's just one mode. It's like one of the versions of it, but it's multiplayer. So you can play with other people
That's
and everything.
That's cool.
Because I think Don't Starve was just a solo game, right? I don't think they had a multiplayer aspect.
I mean, I play like 10 minutes of it.
It's a good game. I like it. It's fun. It's quirky.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't argue that that's not a good game. I just, survival games don't really do it for me with like the resource management.
Oh, I got a survival game actually to talk about too.
Cool.
You might even like this one too. It's called Reseteer. It's an item shop salesman.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's an RPG from the perspective of the guy that runs the item shop.
Okay. Like Weapon Shop de Omase.
Sure.
Which is a 3DS.
Yeah, as long as there's no follow-up questions.
There's a game that I think... There's a game that I don't know if you played it, but I think you would enjoy it, Ryan. Rimworld.
Yeah? Rimworld? Yeah. Sounds familiar. I don't think I played it. No.
John's brother Jeremy plays it, and he loves it. It's a lot of, like, management.
Then
and
I hate it.
Yeah. You may enjoy this kind of game. It may be a little too tedious for
Rimworld, you say.
Yeah, Rimworld, into that. You say. Rimworld, it's, it's one guy who did everything. And you're just coming out with a bit more for it here and there.
Oh,
it's
like,
on Steam.
Like Axiom Verge.
That game. I don't know what that is.
Axiom Verge, it's that Metroid-ish game that I was playing.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, it's just one guy who does everything, I believe. I could be wrong on this, but...
He plays all the lady parts.
That's what you gotta do.
I got a bunch of games, so I'm gonna wrap up some thoughts on Mighty No. 9 because I beat that, and I'm playing Advance Wars 2 on GBA.
Would you put us through that?
It's gonna be a fun discussion.
I'm thrilled to talk more Advance Wars.
Shantae, I finished Shantae, half genie hero. Oh, I can definitively answer the other half of her is human. She is half human, half genie.
Totally okay with that.
Right. And I probably got a couple more games. I'm almost done with Metroid Prime Federation Force. Me and a buddy of mine on Miiverse have been meeting up every couple of nights and playing some online. And that game is so much better with another person. Yeah. It was getting... To your credit, Wes, you called this and I fought you on it. To that game got damn near intolerable by myself. I got to this one mission. I was like, this, I am not having fun. But then I started playing with someone else. I was like, okay, this is good.
I think the same thing with Don't Starve. I think it's better with multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring by myself.
With Don't Starve, we're probably getting too far into the weeds here than we should. But with Don't Starve, I played for 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, I died. But I'm not sure why. It got dark out. But I had nothing to... I couldn't keep it light. I couldn't stop the planet from turning. Why did I die? And then I started again. I was like, hey, it's going to get dark soon. You're going to die. I was like, I don't want to die. So I stopped playing.
It's because you die in the dark.
But
why?
Light.
You need light. Because there's things in the dark that kill you.
Well, I mean, all I found was, like, some like, rat carcasses or some shit. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, fling it around and... I don't...
carefully.
I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna sneeze.
It's fine, we'll edit that out.
All I know is that if I was in the wilderness with a bunch of rat carcasses, I'd find a way to make it.
And I believe you.
I would go home.
I believe you would.
Yeah.
Where did I park my car? I'm out of here. All right. I think we're finally done here. So,
alrighty.
Till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.